I love my cereal, my cereal. Morning, noon, and night. I love my cereal, my cereal. Satisfies my appetite. It could be sugar-coated corn pop shaped in a flake. One little handful is all it takes to make me feel good. It could be wet in a bowl or dry on a plate. It's good for my body, for goodness sakes. And it always treats me like it should. I love my cereal. Don't stop, there's a prize on the bottom. You can save a box, stop, it's good.
It's good.
It might be sealed in a bag or a box or a bowl. Cocoa Fruity Frosted served hot or cold. It always makes me feel so good.
This is Evan McHenry from Susan B. Anthony Middle School. Which do you think is better, waffles or pancakes? I honestly think waffles are a lot better. I think they are better because they are crunchier and fluffier than pancakes, and because waffles are firm and pancakes are all floppy. The best waffles are at the hotels with the free breakfast buffet. I like the hotel waffles because you get to make them yourself. They are also very crunchy, big, and square. I like my waffles with fluffy whipped cream and fresh, juicy strawberries on top. I asked my dad which he liked better. He said, whichever ones are on my plate. My sister likes waffles better because they have dents to hold syrup. She likes to make sure there is syrup in every dent. A little stupid, I know. From Susan B. Anthony Middle School, this is Evan McHenry, and that's What's Real.
What's Real is produced by KBEM, a project of the Minnesota Public Schools. Support was provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Before What's Real, you heard the Verve Pipe with cereal. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Are you hungry? We're thinking about breakfast. This is the Oots and Oats.
Well, I wake up in the morning. I put on my slippers. I walk to the kitchen. I open the fridge. I'm making waffles. I'm making waffles. I pull out the butter, the cream and the milk. I mix it with eggs and flour, make a batter.
batter that's smooth as silk for waffles. I'm making waffles. I'm making waffles, for waffles. I'm making waffles. And then my brothers and sisters jump out of their beds. They stumble into the kitchen. Then somebody says,
"It smells like waffles."
I'm making waffles. I'm making waffles. Yeah.
Starts with love.
Eat 'em up.
An edible craving to get hold of.
Eat 'em up.
Science is everywhere. Open your eyes.
Eat 'em up.
Do a little digging for a science surprise. Just a few ingredients is all it takes for fluffy, yummy pancakes. The batter, leave a few lumps.
Eat 'em up.
The lumps are for flavor. Mm-mm, so good.
Eat 'em up.
Fry pan with butter, watching 'em cook. Move on the game plan for fluffy, yummy pancakes.
Yummy, yummy, eat 'em up.
Flip 'em, flap 'em, you can stack 'em. What's that smell coming from the kitchen?
Mmm, you know, it smells like pancakes.
Pancakes, mmm. What kind do you like?
I like apple.
Kids, what do you like?
Blueberry.
Banana.
Chocolate chip.
Strawberry.
Berry, berry.
Sprinkle. Unicorn.
Lots and lots of pancakes.
Listen
up. Eat 'em up.
Where you pour a glass of milk in your cup.
Eat 'em up.
The bubbles are made of CO2.
Eat 'em up.
Carbon dioxide coming on through. A Maillard reaction just for you. And that's the science, my friends, of pancakes.
Yummy, yummy, eat 'em up.
It's time to eat 'em.
Yummy, yummy, eat 'em up.
Yummy, yummy, eat 'em up.
Ingredients: muffin, enriched bleached flour, wheat flour, malted barley flour, niacin, iron, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid, water, yeast. Contains 2% or less wheat, gluten, salt, dough conditioners, azodicarbonamide, jatum, ascorbic acid, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, soybean, and or cottonseed oil, calcium, propionate, and potassium sorbate, added to prevent spoilage, distilled vinegar, yellow cornmeal, natural and artificial flavors, citric acid, fumaric acid, soy flour, cooked egg patty, whole eggs, water, egg yolk, soybean oil, non-fat dry milk, modified cornstarch, potassium sorbate, preservative, monosodium phosphate salt, xanthan gum, natural and artificial butter, flavor, buttercream, milk, partially hydrogenated soybean and cottonseed oil, soybean oil, lyophilized butter oil, and natural and artificial flavors, sodium, acid, pyrophosphate, nisin, preparation, preservative, citric acid, soy lecithin, pasteurized processed cheddar cheese, cultured milk, water, cream, sodium phosphate, salt, sorbic acid, preservative, vegetable color, annatto, paprika, extract, enzymes.
That was the formidable vegetable sound system from Grow Do It with egg and cheese muffin. Hard to believe if you read the labels what you find in your food. Wendy and DB were before that with The Science of Pancakes. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're thinking about breakfast. Do you eat blue corn for breakfast? In New Mexico, one healthy breakfast option are blue corn and pinon nut pancakes with a little butter and maple syrup on top. They're high in protein and healthy whole grains, plus they're just delicious. Pueblo and other Southwestern indigenous kids might eat a blue cornmeal porridge for breakfast. It's called chacacue in the language of the Navajo or Diné people. At a New Mexico breakfast cafe, you'll likely find breakfast burritos and huevos rancheros on the menu. Huevos rancheros are corn tortillas topped with cheese, eggs, any style, beans, and chili. You'll be asked, do you want red or green? And that means, do you want red or green chili on your huevos rancheros? Both are delicious, and many people order Christmas or a mix. In our breakfast burritos, you'll find a flour tortilla wrapped with some eggs, maybe a meat, potatoes, chili, and cheese. Sometimes that's served on a plate, drowning in chili sauce, but more often we grab our breakfast burritos to go. What did you eat for breakfast? Let us know. You'll find the Children's Hour on social media, including TikTok, and you can email info@childrenshour.org. Or just go to childrenshour.org and look for this episode, Breakfast. There you'll find a learning guide with activities that let you share your breakfast with us. This is Perry Grip, right here on the Children's Hour.
Oh, you're so much better. with your morning time beans, all right. Breakfast burrito, when I'm lying in bed, well, I think about you all night.
To the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico hosts our recording sessions. Thank you, Outpost. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.